with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaking at a campaign rally in Byron Center, Michigan, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says he disagrees with the way the Democrats subbed Vice President Harris in for President Biden after the president shuttered his 2024 campaign last month.
It's a fake ticket that never earned a single Democrat primary vote. It's a fake platform that offers no specifics about how to do the people's businesses, and a fake promise to change the government, even though she's been in charge of that very government for almost 4 years.
Meanwhile, his running mate, former President Trump, was speaking in Asheville, North Carolina, on what his aides said was a major economic address. U.S. officials keep trying to get Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks back on track as tensions continue to rise in the region. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. expects Hamas to take part in the talks this week.
Our Qatari partners have assured us that there will be representation from Hamas, and I will let them, of course, speak to that, but I'm not going to get into more specifics beyond that.
The 10-month-old war began when Hamas attacked Israel, killing over 1,200 and capturing hundreds of hostages. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for the state's voters can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being for a November ballot measure on whether to guarantee the right to an abortion. The justices in their decision Wednesday sided with Republican lawmakers over proponents of the ballot measure on abortion rights. Arizona voters will get to decide in November whether to add the right to an abortion to the state constitution. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 242 points, the NASDAQ rose 5, the S&P advanced 20. This is SRN News. Somebody's burning churches in southern Ohio.
May 10th, Flag Springs Methodist Church. July 6th, Rehoboth Church in Waterloo. August 6th, Fox Fairview Church in Patriot, all put to the torch. Cocaine Enterprise Baptist Church in nearby Oak Hill was burned nearly 2 years ago, and residents of the region are on edge. Investigators say it's clearly arson, and one person or one group is likely responsible. Meanwhile, attacks on churches across the country are up 430-plus in 2023, double the number the year before. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crews tore down a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge cleared the way for the sanctuary to be torn down. This is SRN News. Talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Sudan are underway in Geneva, despite the refusal of the Sudanese army to take part.
The government has given a variety of reasons, one being the talks in Jeddah talked about the need for protection of civilians, for them to be allowed safely to leave conflict zones and so on. And the government says that needs to be in place before we attend ceasefire talks. There's a bit of a chicken and egg argument going on there. The other is that the government has objected to the presence of the United Arab Emirates as observers in these talks, along with Egypt, the UN, the African Union.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. Mexico's president has lashed out at U.S. funding for a Mexican anti-corruption nonprofit group and says it will send a diplomatic note to the United States in protest. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.